Hey, everybody, I think I'm not wearing the chicken suit today. We are winning this week. Let's try to get another win. This is the Fantasy Golf Pod. Hey, everybody, I'm Chad Eckert, and this is the Fantasy Golf Pod. We are live on the internet, on YouTube. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for being here, enjoying the fun, participating. Did you guys bet last week on Taylor Pendrith? We did. It was amazing. And we won $2,420. This is amazing. So for this week, for the Wells Fargo and for Myrtle Beach, we got two tournaments. We're doing two house bets. One is a $100 house bet. The other one, I don't know if I'm going to put $100 into the Myrtle Beach. It's a little wacky. Chicken dinner, boys. Maybe I'll show you this. You know, we got the chicken suit rocking it out on the internet. Retweet me. Make people see this. Let's have another winning house bet. We got a dozen names. Actually, you know what? I did a 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 70, 70, 80, 90, 100. So we went in a little bit of an order here. We started at the top. Xander, actually, at 11 to 1. I thought 11 was better than 9, so we're going to Xander. We're going to Cantlay, possibly at 22 to 1. Tommy Fleetwood. I like these three losers. And then you got Zalatoris, Sam Burns, the baby boy. Was it a boy? I think it was a boy. He just had a baby. Russell Henley, not the best driving distance guy, but he's here. 65 to 1, felt appropriate. You got Sepp Straka at 70, Connors at 70, Jaeger at 70. Those feel great to me. Cash Game Kirk, finding it again after having a stellar start to the season. You got Jake Knapp. I already put a bet in on Knapp. Got him at like 125 to 1, and he quickly went down to 90 to 1, but we're still in on that. Knapp? What about Cam Davis as our long shot at 110 to 1? Who will the house be on this week? Let's spin the wheel. The wheel is spinning. It's going around. It's colorful. It's clicking. Tick, 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 tick. Pass Cantlay. Pass Xander. Pass Cam Davis. Pass Knapp. Two. Cash. Game. Kirk. Could he win? Again, this season, he's 80 to 1. Have we forgotten about Cash Game Kirk? Chris Kirk? The guy. Love him. All right. So that was that house bet. Okay. Now we got to go to the other one. Let me do the entire screen. This is easier. So the other one is Myrtle Beach house bet. Go. There we go. Okay, for the Myrtle Beach boys, this is kind of weird that the best bet, what is the top value this week, is like 20 to 1. So it's kind of weird. 25 to 1 when Ben Griffin, that's the guy that I like. I already bet on him at 28 to 1. He drifted to 25. EVR, actually the TPG on DraftKings, he is at 28 to 1. Davis Thompson failed this last week, but he's 35 to 1. So fine, whatever. This field's terrible. Lauer, Novak, SH Kim. BK on the Tap and Birdie said just cash your bets on SH Kim, so I'm putting him in the mix. And you got Sig, Smalley, Schmid, you got Toasty at 50 to 1, Stanger, and then I did Carl Yuan for our guy Tom and Marty. Here we go. House bet for the Myrtle Beach Classic. It's ticking around. Tick, tick, ticks past SH Kim. It's not going to be SH Kim. Is it going to be Davis Thompson? Good. Okay. Feels good. 35 to 1, Davis Thompson. I don't know if I'm going to put $100 on that, but I will put $100 on Cash Game Kirk. How do you feel about that? Dude, you guys, we're back. We're here. Maybe I should take this off. This is hot. Okay. I got to show houses in a little bit here today, so I got to be kind of quick with my odd, but yeah. How fun winning a house bet off of a spin wheel on, like, I think it was the 10th time or 12th time I tried that and it hit. Do you guys understand how unbelievable that is? And what's it's kind of annoying is that I ran out of money, or else I would have put more money on it potentially. I did have that $1,000 win on Jake Knapp just in February, I believe it was late February at the Mexico Open. Listen, so I was down to legitimately $0. So that was helpful in the fact that on Sunday I did not hedge. I wasn't able to hedge because I had no money left. And I wasn't able to hedge because I wasn't even able to watch this, or I wasn't around a computer because I had to go to a baseball game for my son. So that was crazy. Hey, I'm busy. So yes, we're having a great year though, are we? We're spinning wheels, having fun, doing house bets. This is the program. So we're here every Wednesday, usually in the morning, maybe, but I'm realizing that actually I should probably do it on Wednesday evenings because I'm trying to make podcasts with content that's helpful. And at 11 a.m. or whatever time it is, or in the morning here, we're not able to do that. My guys at Ship It Nation, shipitnation.com, FGP10 gets you 10% off. Ship It Nation, honestly, like, it's all you really need. But you need it at like 8, 9 o'clock at night to make your decisions. So, but then I don't get any views because people don't have all day to consume it. So I'm in cut in between, trying to do the right thing, which is late at night, which doesn't really ultimately help me because I got to put kids to bed. My wife's involved. I got to say, hey, sorry, ha. Look at me. I'm going on the internet for two people. So I don't know yet. We'll see. We'll see if I have time 11 a.m. If the stats and info are out, great. Perfect. If not, we got to check back in. Maybe we do a little bit of late night pods later in the summer. But I know the criteria for clicking for the Wells Fargo is you have to have strokes gained off the tee. You have to be a good golfer. I'm unable to produce an optimal using Ship It Nation projections, so I don't have that for us. Going through the list of names in the on DraftKings and things like that, I mean, like, I could do that. I could show you. I have a contest on DraftKings. It's for $2 to enter. The top two are paid. We do talk about the clowns and the free squares and all that stuff. And I've got a couple, but I don't have the actual projections from the Rosetta Stone, the Ship It Nation stone. I need that, honestly, before I start making decisions, because it's led me to answers. Last week, we had Ben Griffin as a free square. He projected well. He didn't look super owned. Dude ended up finishing like top 15. It was great. So we had that. I mean, we want a 7K guy. Those are our 7K names this week. Let me do this. Put my face over there. So 7K is like the free square zone. I feel like the mid sevens kind of get you away from the obviousness. So what did I have for this week? There's names in the 7K range that I wonder why they're there. And the one is Steven Yeager, actually, at $7,500. This is a great golfer. He's 75. Not really. I don't know if he's going to be all that chalky. So I picked Steven Yeager as my first free square. And then you got Sepp Straka is coming around. Remember when Sepp Straka was a guy? He's $7,300. It feels like the Sepp Straka's game, kind of like who he is, fits this course, the mold for a $7,300 guy that may not be projecting well because he didn't have the greatest stats to start the season. And then, you know, might not be wanted at that much. With you got English, Denny, Bhaktia is sucking up a lot of ownership. Or you go to Cash Game Kirk. I wrote Cash Game Kirk as one of the free squares. And then he was the house bet. So that's helpful. So yeah. Where is this? Cash Game Kirk, free square, and house bet. What a great week. We love Cash Game Kirk. Are you here chatting along? Sweet Spot DFS is here chatting along. You can go to his YouTube channel and subscribe to his new website, sweetspotdfs.com. Have you heard of it? Go to it. All right. Now you need to know who the clowns are, because that's important. As much as knowing who the free squares are, you want to know who to click in the clown category, because you need clowns. That's how you make a winning lineup, is you click some clowns, combine them with some free squares, take some low owned pivots, eat some chalk, do a flyer, smother it around, mix it up, shake it together, and boom, GPP winning upside. Who are the clowns that you need to consider? The clowns in the 10K and above range? There's 10 clowns up there. Cantlay? Oh, he's $9,800 is the first clown at the top of the range. Cantlay. Another clown in the 9K range is Colin Morikawa or Victor Hovland. They're still clowns. especially compared to the guys that everybody wants, Max Homa, Thigala, Hideki. So you're getting clowns, Morikawa and Hovland, who are not real clowns. So somehow they're clowns this week. There's some H names that are clowns in the 8K range. You got Russell Henley is a clown. He's $8,300. Some reason no one wants Russell Henley. Maybe he doesn't have the driving distance necessary. The models aren't spitting out Henley. They're not spitting out Brian Harman by any means in this course. So he's back to being a clown. He's always kind of either a clown or a free square, that Harman guy. It's weird. Jason Day is a clown. Sam Burns a clown. He just had a baby, so baby clown action. King Clown. Boys and girls, you want the King Clown this week? Hold on. Oh, crap. I forgot to load this in. Let me do this real quick. Because the King Clown is fun to say. We, you know, we're just faking this stuff. We're just pretending like we were having fun on the internet. Is this going to work? How long is this going to take? Processing. Okay, here you go. King Clown. You like this? King Clown? Jordan Spieth. $8,400. Clown. King Clown. Not just a clown click, a king clown. Why is Jordan Spieth 84? He's god awful. He's played terrible. He's not wanted at that price. Do you want Spieth? I don't. So we kind of know that he's a clown. What about the weather? You guys know anything about weather? It's important to factor the forecast. Here we go. Thursday. Where are we? We're at the Charlotte Douglas International Airport. Made sure to get that correct. You got Thursday. Meh. Okay. Some ups and downs. Decent steady wind. I guess they're teeing off around 11 to 1 local time. So therefore, everybody's kind of going off at the same time. I don't even know if they'll reach the 6 p.m. yellow square 33 mile an hour gust on Wednesday. Oh my God, I'm looking at Wednesday. Holy fuck. Sorry. Okay. Thursday, the day we need to be looking at. Holy cow, there's a lot of wind. Are we sure this isn't Myrtle Beach? Myrtle Beach's got wind and this got wind. What do you want to know about that? You got to get wind lovers. Maybe like Norin. What about Friday? Nah. When in reality, they all go off at the same time. So it's probably not as important to know the weather for this week because it's like kind of the same weather for everybody. It's going to be gusty. It's going to be weird. Ownership. Projecting ownership is impossible. People suck at it, literally. Which is why, like, one of the guys that I used to trust doesn't even do it anymore because it's impossible and it doesn't even help you, to be honest. Knowing the ownership is not very important because it's projected ownership. So then you take the projected ownership and you think, ooh, I can't do that. Everybody's doing that. And then it changes when the actual ownership comes out. If I told you that Mark Hubbard last week was going to be 27% owned, I don't know if you would have thought to play him at 27%, but I don't think that he was projected at 27%. I think he was projected at 18%. And they said, oh, that's okay. He's under 20%. Boom, 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 pile on. All of a sudden, bubbled up. People, you know, in a small field, no cut, you got to spend your money. You're spending your money up on the 10K and above names. And they are spending it on Rory, Xander, and Wyndham Clark, especially now that Oberg is out. I do believe that Ludvig Oberg would have been the most owned name at 10-3, but he's no longer in the field. He's got a knee problem. So you're looking at the names above him or below him potentially. I don't know. And then people don't like slow play Cantlay, the pampered F. They don't like can't win Tommy, even though he's top 10 Tommy. So I think that they're going to go to the top three names and they're going to use them over 20%. And then they're probably going to skip to Homa because they like the course history from Homa. He's $9,400. It feels right. He's playing good. He had a good little stretch there at the Masters. So you got Homa, you got Rory, maybe potentially Xander. Someone says that Wyndham Clark is going to be owned, but other people have said he's not going to be owned. So I'd kind of, can you do Xander Rory start? Yeah. If you fall in love with 6K range, you can stars it up there. Maybe stars and scrubs it. I think you always should do stars and scrubs it. Every time kind of feels like every scrub that could get lucky and do decently. And most of the stars are actually true stars. Now that the PGA Tour is decimated, this is the signature event. boys and girls. We don't have Scottie Scheffler. We don't have Ludwig. It's kind of scary. So that means Rory could win. Rory just won. Who else is owned? Decky and Thigala. Those are the names in the 9K range that are... Oh, actually, Decky's not even in the 9K range. Decky's in the 8K range. So we got Thigala and Decky at 9-1 and 89. Could you do Rory, Thigala, Decky? Yeah, it gives you kind of the same as it would Rory Xander start. So that feels safe. Safe. PGA DFS. Surprisingly, the guy that's getting the most love, the most owned name, I think, of the week is going to be Akshay Bhatia at $7,500. Can you imagine? Akshay, $7,500. What about Will Z? $7,900. That's somebody that maybe, if you're okay overlooking the withdrawal from the Byron Nelson, which is probably a good idea if you're Will Zalatoris, to not play that birdie fest last week. Skip that, do this, and then next week's the major. So I don't really put anything into that withdraw. I think he kind of like thought maybe, hey, if I'm not playing great, I'll play that in Texas and it'll be fine. But since he's playing fine and whatever. What about Corey Connors, 78, those two names? I mean, because this kind of like a major feels like it. It should maybe click the way of a major. And if you can get the upper 7K names, I mean, they have to price the names for a reason. These couldn't be 8K names. They could perform like 9K names. They'll probably perform better than the $7,200 names just based on things. But so there you go. You could do that. I don't have as much confidence as in Sungjae, especially after last week. Burned me right after lock. Unbelievable. I was discouraged until Pendrith emerged. I would have had an annoying week if Pendrith didn't end up winning that tournament. My God, you have to get so lucky in DraftKings and in betting on golf. I had to get so lucky to actually just choose Pendrith as one of the 12 guys in my wheel lineup. I had to get lucky as hell that the wheel picked that name. And then not only did Pendrith have to get lucky as hell, he had to get lucky as hell that Ben Coles was shitty as hell. So a lot of luck involved in the old DraftKings golf betting. So what do? You play for low stakes. You play for fun. You have a good time doing this. You spin wheels. And you know that you don't have an opinion. Your opinion doesn't mean anything. It's just your opinion. I am a hashtag not expert, but I am an expert in my own opinion. And my opinion is that you can click Jaeger over Bhatia and have a better chance at winning a GPP this week. Okay. And you can't win. Sorry, I'm not sorry. Remember that? Chalk you can't eat. You can't eat this Adam Shank guy and this Tom Hoagie guy. Low 7K chalk. What are you thinking? Wouldn't you just go to Cash Game Kirk, $7,100? Yeah. I am not seeing a lot of love for Tommy Fleetwood. I think that'll kind of change maybe as we get closer to lock. People will start realizing, okay, let's do top 10 Tommy over a chalky Homa. Ugh. But you can argue any of those names. JT is getting love? Huh? That's scary. And like Norin is at 8,200 and Benon is 8,100, but then you got Tony Finau and Zalatoris. You know, like I could see these names getting overlooked, Henley and Norin and maybe Benon, but Benon's playing so good. He's got the driving distance. He's like number one in a bunch of things. Oh, DraftKings is hard. What else do you need to know? Strategy. Oh, okay. So you're new to DraftKings, or maybe you're just getting on into it because you're like, seems like fun. Oh, what should I do? Making decisions is hard. I need someone to help me make those decisions. I'm going to lean on statistics. I'm going to go to strokes gain stats. And then those are going to predict the future. Or, yeah, of course, stats are helpful at telling us what happened in the past. Will that continue to happen in the future? Maybe, probably more unlikely, especially with guys like Doug Gim, where you see him come up and he bubbles up and he has a couple good tournaments in a row. He will return to being Doug Gim eventually. I used to use the analogy that they have a candle. Each time that they get ready to be good, their candle starts burning. And some golfers, they have, like Tiger had a forever flame, like could burn the candle forever, night, weekend, any day of the week after a one night stand or not. Scotty kind of has a great candle going. He's got like the the church gospel candles. He's just looking like he's got a shitload of candles and never going to run out of wax right now. Whereas there are certain golfers that have a small candle and it will burn and it will light up and it will be looking great. But all of a sudden the wax will be out. The candle will extinguish and they'll go back to being normal. So maybe it's in your best interest to consider, did they have their moment in the sun? Were the stats that they had and produced a month ago, are they going to be the stats that they have the next tournament or not? Like, golfers cannot sustain. So maybe if the stats look good, that's a bad sign because the bad stats are going to be coming. Just as the golfer is bad. Hey, he was bad. He'll never be good again. He's a clown now. He should retire from golf. Do you think he isn't aware that he sucks now and that he is losing? He has no money. He needs money. He needs to work on things. He needs to get back out there. He needs to perform. Like, they're not going to just sit around and be like, yep, I'm going to retire. Like, they're grinding. That's why we advise clicking clown, because we don't know what they've been up to. And we don't know if, which clown's going to emerge, because clowns do emerge. Does that help you? You guys already know that. You listen to this every week. Do you listen to this every week? Could you like and subscribe it then? Because then that would make me happy. I got about 10 minutes left to do this. We're going through the price ranges. I didn't write anything down for this. Rory, Xander, and Wyndham Clark. I do think that Xander is probably, I know, I wish Xander wasn't only $300 less than Rory, but he's definitely just as good as Rory has been, if not better than Rory. So I feel like that, I don't know, he can't win, but he can only finish top five. So like, what? Okay, that's fine. One of these days he's going to accidentally win. Wyndham Clark, we haven't seen it. I love Windy C, but he won it already. Kind of feel like I'd pick Xander out of the three. What about the 9K range? I kind of feel like Tommy's my favorite click in the 9K range. I feel like Tommy's kind of the same way. Like, Tommy's going to do the Tony Finau and win like three times in the course of 18 months. And we're going to be like, oh, yeah, Tommy wins golf tournaments and he's not bad at golf. I don't know. So I feel like Tommy could actually even win this week. Well, if you don't like Tommy, maybe you go with Hovland because you're just trying to win a GPP and maybe less people will be on Hovland. So you go with that. But I think the Gala, he could be the new guy. He's like the new JT or Spieth. Like, we were sold on those guys about 6-7 years ago. They're over. We got the new guys. We got Oberg and the Gala and maybe even Cam Young in the 8K range. He's due. Good God. Would you go to Cam Young if I told you that Hideki Matsuyama is going to be one of the most owned names? I don't even know if I'd go to Cam Young. Cam Young has been disappointing to us because we were trying to get him to get his first win, and all he does is just spray it into the water at the worst possible times. He's 8,800. God, I used to pepper the 8K range, and now I feel like you got to skip the 8K range, and you don't even want the 8K range because these guys are not as good as the 9Ks. They're just as good, but if not tiny bit better than the 7Ks, but you got to pay to get them. Siwoo Kim, 8-6. If JT is going to be chalk, I'd probably try that. But I do like Russell Henley, even though he can't drive it very far. Or Bennett. This is like, I don't know. I'm not in love with any of the 8K range. Maybe I'll skip it all. But you do want King Clown Jordan Spieth in your GPP lineup, maybe. What about Sungjae at the top of the range? No, I already talked about most of this. Is someone in the 7K range that I think you should click is Sam Burns. Baby swag. Sam Burns feels to me like the guy that's not paying attention to his baby whatsoever at all. Versus some of these guys, they might actually stay up in the night and do a feeding. Sam doesn't come across as that type of person. I could be wrong. He could be a great baby dad, but at $7,700 in a no cut event, I'd choose that especially he's going to be pivot man Burns. I tried to go after Bezaden, who he just putts too well, so that's too hard to rely on. And then you have Bhaktia's chalky, so I want Jaeger. I don't think I'm going to do Pendrith. I think his candle, I don't know. Sometimes we do want the guy after the win, especially like with the narrative that, oh yeah, you can't win after a win, or you can't be good after a win, but he was just really good. Granted, last week's a birdie fest. This week's not so much of a birdie fest. So I don't know. I'd probably go to Straka at $7,300. I'm going to try that out. I'm going to go to cash game Kirk. Should I go 100% Kirk since we're on the house bet on Kirk? I'm going to win $8,000 if Kirk wins this tournament. Holy fuck. Or are you clicking to the 6K range? You got Keegan Bradley. Now, Keegan Bradley, top 20 OWGR, but Keegan Bradley hasn't been good in like 12 months. This OWGR ranking needs to be more relevant to what's happened recently. Do you even remember before January 1st? Like, what the hell? Why do we even let that dictate who's ranked where in May? Like, we're talking about, wasn't Keegan good last year at this time? So I don't know. We need to maybe make some changes to OWGR, you think? Hadwin's here. Kitayama. I could see Kitayama. He kind of has that game. Didn't he win a signature event before? Lucas Glover, 67. I'd probably go to Ekroat. But Ekroat did, maybe his wags burnt out because he won a tournament a few weeks ago. Jake Knapp at $6,500. Did they come up with this pricing before they saw Jake Knapp last week? I like Knapp. I like Cam Davis at $6,400. He's had some good finishes recently. He has the driving distance. He does play well in certain tournaments. He's won a tournament before. He's 64. Could that be the chalk of the 6K range? Because I would maybe eat that chalk. It's weird. Or you want a real wacky pivot? People might be on these other names because of reasons. But I think Kevin Tway, he's at $6,200. He's finding it again. I think his candle is burning. So go after Kevin Tway, $6,200. Okay, those are the price ranges. Now, all right, we do build a lineup each week. Let me do this. Do you guys like building lineups with me? If you like building lineups with me, can you just tell me that in the comments? So yeah, it's fun. Or dude, it's so stupid. So here we go. We're going to build a dream together using a 9K plus name since there's only like three 10K names. So the wheel for our little wheel lineup wants to start Max Homa. Okay. What about for our 8K name? Now, I could decide to make changes and say we're not even picking one of these 8K names because they're all they're not even clowns. Oh, my God. I just talked shit about Cam Young, and the wheel wants to go to Cam Young. So we used Homa, Cam Young for the wheel to start. 7K names for our wheel lineup, and it's spinning. And it is going to emerge, stop on, skipped Sam Burns and went to Adam Scott. Okay, that leaves us $8,000 left. Oops. Let's go here. Let's go to our 6K name. The 6K range name, it'll dictate who and what we'll do with our last two clicks. Justin Rose. Damn. Why is Rose in the signature event? I don't even know how, but he's here. Oh, what does it give us? It gives us $8,700 left, so we can actually go to another 9K plus name. Let's try it. We already used Homa. We're gonna pair Homa with Cantlay. Okay, that leaves us $7,700. Let's see if we can do that with just one spin of the 7K range wheel. Got 1 minute left of the pod. Cash game Kirk. You kidding me? The wheel. It knows. It's leaving $600 on the table. That's craziness. Oh, whoops. Maybe we should talk about Myrtle Beach. There's two tournaments this week. This week, we have the real roulette is Myrtle Beach. In fact, we already bet on somebody, didn't we? Who did the wheel land on? I've already forgotten. I'll have to go back and watch the pot. I have a bad memory. Myrtle Beach house bet. Oh, Davis Thompson. So then do we have to click Davis Thompson? What's his price? He's 10-1. It's tough. What did I write down about the old Myrtle Beach? Let's remove that, stop that, share this, do that, do this. There is a contest on DraftKings, $2 to enter. Only 27 human beings are in there yet so far. I don't know if it'll get to 100. Probably not. Okay. Who are the clowns? Everyone. That's what I wrote down. No, this is the Myrtle Beach. I was just there with my family, actually. It was like an hour away from this place. EVR, TPG, try that. But then maybe, I don't know if he's going to have Alex Gogert, his caddy. Because I just follow him on Instagram because he goes to my church. He is qualifying for the PGA. So I don't know if his EVR is going to have the regular caddy. Now, I guess he could fly in today. It wouldn't be a big deal. So I don't know. But the highest ranked player in the OWGR in this field is Ryan Fox at $8,400. I learned that. Other names. Okay, what about the free squares? Do you think that there's anything in this field that would constitute free square? It's kind of almost impossible to come up with that. I did Jimmy Stanger because I don't know enough about him to tell you that he's not a free square. But I think you could do even Ben Martin. Can you believe I say that? Or Martin Laird? Marty Martin? Martin Marty? Try it. Do that. Because this is real roulette, boys and girls. The wind is going to be windy. The ownership is going to be impossible to predict. Actually, no, it won't be, because I think there's a few names that are going to come into everybody's lineups. I think you have Daniel Berger is getting bet on a lot. So therefore, I think Daniel Berger is going to be wanted. Where is he? He's 10-5. So I think that people might go away from... I mean, Daniel Berger like was a guy, so I could see that, or like should be the best player in this field. Alex Smalley's being bet on a lot and being touted. He's 8-9. Do you want an $8,900 Alex Smalley if he's chalky? Or that Stanger guy I just told you is a free square, but he's going to be chalky, so that's kind of maybe not a free square. You know what? I would also recommend doing a Stars and Scrubs, because the 8K range is probably just as good as the 6K range. I mean, Goddard is 7,900. Get out of here. Actually, the 8K range has Chan Kim and SH Kim, so I could do the Kims. Or Schmidt. Well, Schmidt's 9. Olsson. That's pathetic that he's old. Thorbjørn Olsson, who's won on the Euro Tour, like recently, within a year, is smashed between Bridgman and Grazerman, and he probably won't be wanted. And he's 8-1. So if Olsson and Fox and like, what are the other Euros? You got Valimaki, Campillo, Bjork. Go with all of those names, because do you know anything about those names? I don't. As much as I pretend I am not an expert. Ben G, though, I like the most. Ben Griffin. I think he can actually win the tournament. I bet on him. I also bet on Davis Thompson because of the wheel. Or I'm going to. Novak, Lauer, or Schmid. Or maybe all three. Can you do a Novak, Lauer, Schmid? That gives you 7,400. I could start with that. Who did I say to click? I got Stanger. Marty Laird, and that leaves me 71. Kraft, that could be a good lineup. Who else did I like? Kim's or Sig or Bobby Mack's too good, or Toasty or Kraft. Yeah, I just picked Kraft. What about Yuan in the 6K range, or Norlander or Endicott? Norlander and Endicott are in the 6K range, and they were being touted last week in that birdie fest. $6,700. Go back to these guys. Norlander, Endicott. Or Highsmith, if you're feeling high. I mean, if you got to be high to play the Myrtle Beach Classic for more than $2, tell you that much. So I don't think I'm putting $100 on Davis Thompson, but we'll see. Next week's PGA Championship, it's another major. It's the second of the year, and we're going to have so much content out that you may not even need. Actually, I don't even know if I'll do a podcast, because by Wednesday, will you need it? Would you even notice if I didn't do one with the amount of content that you're going to be consuming next week? Okay, like I said, like and subscribe, rate and review on iTunes or the other stuff. And we'll be back soon. Thank you for watching.